Feeding time at the Marlin Pankratz Hog Farm in southwest Minnesota is a raucous affair. Hundreds of animals hip and shoulder their way to steal food troughs. The troughs hold an oatmeal-like slurry containing typical farm staples such as soybean meal and corn. But most people might be surprised to learn the daily feed ration also contains low levels of antibiotics.
The antibiotics play an important role in the health of the swine on our farm.
The regular dose helps hogs grow faster. In fact, that's what the pork industry calls the feed-based use of antibiotics, growth promoters. Pankratz says he's used some type of antibiotics in his hogs for 30 years or so. He says antibiotics in pigs have the same mission as they do in humans, to kill bacteria.
A pig can handle, for the most part, low levels of bacteria. When the bacteria become too numerous, it will cause certain problems for them.
Pankratz says a regular dose of antibiotics keeps a pig's bacteria level low, beneath the disease threshold. He says that means the animal can devote more energy to growth and less to fighting bacteria. The regular use of antibiotics is attacked by critics who say it could render ineffective one of the most effective disease-fighting tools humans have. Pankratz says he understands the concern about resistant bacteria.
When you deal with human lives and the emotions of someone dying possibly because a drug or antibiotic that they use in the hospital doesn't work, it's a very compelling argument to say that it came from the farm. But I think we've been unfairly targeted for it in the sense that there's not enough evidence, convincing evidence to us that it's happening. Bring us the evidence that's happening, and I think the pork industry will be more than supportive of making changes.
The Federal Food and Drug Administration has begun a years-long process to study what dangers the use of antibiotics in farm animals pose for people. FDA officials say there's no question animal agriculture can cause resistant bacteria in humans. But they say they're not sure what steps, if any, should be taken to deal with the problem. Not every farmer uses antibiotics in their animals. Larry Olson sells about 2,000 chickens a year raised on his farm near Granite Falls. He says he hasn't spent a dime on animal drugs since he started raising poultry 7 years ago.
As I hear them and there is that soft, contented cluck, I see a happy chicken.
Not that Olson totally opposes using antibiotics. He says if his chickens contracted a quick-moving disease, he might have to use a drug to save the flock. But Olson says the daily use of antibiotics in feed as a growth promoter is a misuse of a valuable tool and bound to cause problems.
I don't know a medication that that doesn't have some kind of side effect. They're tremendous in terms of accomplishing what needs to be done, but if we string that out and do it in low levels, that's where resistance comes from.
The poultry industry is the main focus of concern about bacteria resistant to antibiotics, especially those antibiotics also used to treat humans. A bacteria called Campylobacter is an example. It's found in most chickens and causes diarrhea in people. A Minnesota Health Department study indicates that a strain of Campylobacter resistant to antibiotics known as fluoroquinolones is increasing rapidly in chickens and being spread to humans. Health Department officials say the use of fluoroquinolones in chickens is causing the resistant bacteria. The study found about 10% of human Campylobacter diseases in 1998 were caused by fluoroquinolone-resistant bacteria, up from 1% 6 years earlier. The sharp increase coincides with the start of the poultry industry's use of the antibiotic in the mid-90s.
It just shows that once you introduce a drug into treatment, then it isn't always predictable or controllable what effect that drug will have.
Tamar Barlam is with the Center for Science in the Public Interest, a group pushing to restrict the use of antibiotics in animals. She says the concern is that resistant Campylobacter will find its way routinely to people, where it will be difficult to treat, since it's already resistant to the doctor's likely first weapon, fluoroquinolones. The poultry industry doubts things are that bad. The nation's 26th largest chicken company, Golden Plump, is based in St. Cloud. Officials there refused an interview request, but did provide written answers to questions submitted by MPR. They point out that fluoroquinolones can be used only for spot treatment of chickens. It cannot be added to the daily feed ration. Asked directly whether they think the Minnesota study linking resistant Campylobacter to the use of fluoroquinolones in chickens is accurate, the company says only that it uses fluoroquinolones judiciously and responsibly. Nationwide, it's estimated 1 or 2% of all chickens are treated with fluoroquinolones. That may seem a small number, but researchers say that level of use can cause the Campylobacter resistance they're finding in their labs. Tamar Barlam says the industry has a real problem on its hands.
We do think it's a very disturbing trend, and one that we believe is good evidence that we should consider withdrawing fluoroquinolones from poultry use.
In their written statement, Golden Plump officials say that step could impair their ability to bring the same level of product to market at the current price. The company also hints that overuse of fluoroquinolones by humans is one reason resistant bacteria like Campylobacter are evolving. Hog producer Marlon Pankret says he's just as concerned about resistant bacteria as anyone, since it could cause health problems for him as easily as someone in a city. But he believes change is coming. He won't be surprised if some antibiotics currently used for livestock production are banned in the future.
You take that tool away from us, we're going to have to figure out a different strategy, a different way to do that. But it will definitely cost considerably more money, and the death loss of animals will no doubt go up.
Pankret says as long as he's given a reasonable amount of time to make changes, he can adjust to any restrictions handed down on antibiotic use. Food and Drug Administration officials will eventually make that decision, but say they won't be tied to a timetable. Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio.